The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hello there, BTN News listeners. And shall we also say, Kung Hee Fat Choi? At least that's how I think you say it. In English translation, Happy Chinese New Year. Especially to all of our Chinese listeners in China. Thanks for using a VPN to get your tech news. Yes, indeed, it is Friday. Thank goodness, the 16th of February, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past couple of days coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. So, were you all excited as a Samsung smartphone user, thinking, woohoo, here comes Oreo? Now, they did start rolling it out for about the past week, and now all of a sudden, they put on the brakes. Yep, that's right, Samsung has paused the Oreo update for its Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus due to a lot of complications, mostly due to restart issues. In fact, the restart issues have been so bad that after the update, it kind of just rebooted, and then rebooted, and then rebooted, and then, you get the idea. Now, this doesn't help Samsung at all, because there's a lot of frustrated Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus users out there that are saying, where the hell is this update? And now it's going to take even longer. The official statement given from Samsung was the falling limited number of cases for the Galaxy S8 and 8 Plus devices have rebooted unexpectedly with Android 8.0 Oreo. So we have temporarily stopped the rollout of the update and are currently investigating the issue internally to ensure that the impact to the affected devices is minimized. That's all they said. They didn't give us an idea of when it's going to start re-rolling it back out then. Hey, speaking of Android and updates and all that sort of stuff, we move over to Google and a new app for your Android device, particularly if you want something lightweight. Yeah, I'm talking about Gmail Go. And as you might have guessed, it's the newest addition to its line of Go apps. Man, if you don't know what the hell I'm talking about, these are actually slimmed down versions of their original counterparts, basically make it easier on your operating system. You know, the phones with low-end processors or, you know, not quite enough RAM. Yep, that's where this app should probably go. Unless you just want speedy email. Now, as far as Gmail Go goes, it still will allow you to have support for multiple accounts, it will automatically still filter social media and promotional emails, and you'll have access to 15 gigabytes of free storage. Other than that, if you have the power, just use the regular email app. The ever soap opera drama of Nokia. You may remember Nokia kind of got into its health sort of strategic business a couple of years ago. That's when they purchased the health startup WithThings. And I guess they figured after dumping $164 million, they thought, this isn't for us. Announcing yesterday, they are launching a strategic review of its digital health business. That's code word for, we're going to dump it. Now, mind you, after the purchase, things didn't exactly go smooth with the WithThings help app. They had product problems. A lot of that had to do with the redesign of the WithThings health app. Plus, on the money side of it, of course, financial troubles. It is Nokia. It kind of goes hand in hand. So I guess in the meantime, instead of concentrating on this stuff, Nokia is just going to concentrate on what it used to do, and that's building old phones for a new market. And finally, hey, all you HomePod users out there, how you liking that thing? Sound good, doesn't it? Have you had yourself a clean day, around the house since you bought the thing? You might want to try that today. Why? Well, because there might be a white ring around at the bottom that's going to be permanently there on your table. Oh, yes, you heard me correctly. Apparently, a whole bunch of people have said, wait a minute here. I've set my HomePod down on my nice little wood table. Then I picked it up, and there's a big old ring around it at the bottom now. And Apple isn't disputing this. No, they've actually said this is actually attributed to the problem to the oils diffused between the speaker's vibration, dampening silicone base, and the wood. So they're saying, you just wipe off the marks with a damp or dry cloth. Or better yet, move it to a surface that isn't on wood. This is when, as far as even an Apple representative telling people that the speaker, once removed from the wood surface, the marks could actually improve over several days. And sometimes fade away on their own. Sometimes. Now they're saying if they don't fade away, those nasty little white marks, you could try cleaning the surface with the manufacturer's suggested oiling method. In other words, just go ahead and refurnish your furniture. But hey, if you've got $20 to blow, you could also get a coaster too. Yeah, where there's a problem, there's always a solution. Those makers over there at Pat and Quill, they decided to come to the rescue for $19.95. Mind you, it is leather, as it should be. It's kind of expensive for a coaster. I don't know about you, but this kind of feels like the whole bumper phone saga, you know, kind of happening again, except for the HomePod. Maybe Apple should just give us a free coaster. You know, it is $350. If you've got one of those stories and no one else is listening to them, send them to us, BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Also, check out our official website, BritishTechNetwork.com, powered by UK2.net. You'll find all of our podcasts over there, including the ever-popular Mac Show and Big Show. Of course, the new show is over there and so many other great podcasts. Also, check out our social media destinations, Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network, Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. But, of course, our best social media destination is our BT and community over at our Slack room. Come on over and join us if you haven't already. BritishTech.slack.com is the destination. The news show headed into the weekend. We will be back on Monday, however, though, getting you caught up with the best technology news that is going to happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself one fantastic Friday and a great weekend. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.